Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. My dear friends in Christ, if you remember last Sunday, we heard St. Luke's version of the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes contain some of the most consoling and beautiful, comforting and profound words for anyone who suffers in this earthly journey. That would be, of course, all of us. But today's gospel, there's no denying it. In this gospel today, all those peaceful, consoling, those words of comfort come to a crashing halt. What is our Lord asking of us? Loving our enemies? Forgiving and praying for those who have hurt us? In fact, I believe if you want to find some of the most challenging, the most difficult, really the most impossible commands of our Lord in all the Gospels, I think today's Gospel just might be it. But it's also really the most profoundly Christian, because the words we have today call on us each to be more like Christ. But are these commands, are they even possible? Look at what this entails. Turning the other cheek, giving away our cloak, and really the most radical of all, enemies, and praying for our persecutors. Is there anyone in this church today who is really and truly, authentically able to do this on their own? And the question is, no. We need the powerful grace of God to build on our nature, to lift us up, to allow us to be more like our loving Jesus. After all, let's be real. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. Just consider all the people who have hurt you, those who have lied to you, those who have stabbed you in the back, those who have spread rumors about you, those who gossiped about you, judged you, mocked you, or bullied you, those that accused you of something that was absolutely untrue, those who to your face said one thing, but as we know, behind your back, say another. Consider the friend you trusted that betrayed you, the family member who broke your confidence, the person you want to erase from your life, the one who wounded you or disrespected you or took advantage of you. Look back just for a moment on all the people in our lives who have left their bruises on our hearts and souls or our bodies, either physically or emotionally or both. And then listen again to these commands of our Lord. Love them and pray for them. Pray for their good. Pray that grace comes into their lives. Pray that their eyes are opened and their hearts may be healed. These words, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. And most of us do not have to look very far, really, to find our enemies. They're often very close to us, at our jobs, perhaps in our classes, our neighborhoods, sometimes in our families and our own homes. But our Lord calls us to strive for more. Again, that gift of grace, that spiritual gift we have whenever we celebrate the sacrament, certainly, profoundly, the Eucharist, the sacrament of reconciliation. Today after Mass, Deacon Dustin's going to baptize Drake O'Callaghan in that beautiful, powerful gift of baptism. This is the grace that makes us possible to do the impossible. And of course, all we have to do is look upon our Lord and remember that sacrifice on the cross, that incredible strength of forgiving those who mistreat him. There our Lord was, surrounded by his enemies and persecutors, stripped, bleeding, gasping for air as they gambled for his clothes, as they waited for him to die. And in that moment, what does our Lord pray? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And really, at one time or another, each one of us has been suspended from our own cross, feeling helpless or hopeless, facing injustice or cruelty. Maybe today, some of us are there now. Maybe we're angry at life or something that a person has done to us. But today, in God's grace, is always a new day. As you approach God's holy altar at communion, pray for the grace to love the unlovable, the grace to forgive the unforgivable, and to remember in prayer those you would rather forget. Only then, by really and truly allowing the grace of God to somehow, in some way, change our hearts, can we really attain that perfection, that Christian holiness that the Lord calls us to. It'll never be completely fulfilled this side of eternity, but in our broken earthly journey, we can strive to be like our Lord. When we do, by the Eucharist we receive, maybe those challenging words of Jesus today will become a reality in our hearts. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you.